This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I ended the last hour talking about winning, but I didn't put it into context, actually. It sounded like we were losing with these woke campuses, but we're not. The resident assistants at Western, whatever the university was, are saying enough is enough. We're sick of this nonsense. They're being forced to go through racial and gender sensitivity training, and they're going, look, if you want me to be an RA, I'll be an RA, but I'm not going to be any more racially or gender sensitive than I already have been. I'm a good person. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I suggest you go listen to the segment and the final segment. We'll go listen to the whole hour because it's a great hour. But the whole thing about it was I was saying we're winning. These people are pushing back. Other places are pushing back. You are winning. And I know if you're not obtuse, you're not a brain-dead leftist moron, you can see all around you that you're winning. Watch as the mask come off daily. Every day, more and more masks are coming off of kids daily. Fewer people are getting vaccinated daily. Less people are dying over this disease daily. More people are waking up saying, you know what? I had it. It wasn't that big of a deal. Or, yeah, my sister had it. It was grave, but she survived it. And on and on. They're starting to look at the statistics around Wu Flu and going, whoa, we get it. They're looking at shrinkflation and saying, wait a minute. We didn't have this in the time of Trump. They're looking at Bidenflation, looking at the price of houses, the price of things, and saying, we didn't have this during the time of Trump. They're looking at all this, all the strife that's going on in the world, and they're saying, we didn't have this in the time of Trump. They're looking at people who are too lazy to work, and they watch every day as billboards go up saying, we're hiring, new signs every day. Come by and, you know, sign up to get hired, and they're going, why is this deadbeat not working? Why am I paying my taxes for that? That's what's going on all over this country. And then you get these smaller little things that don't seem like a big deal, but they are. And I'll give you one. Spotify. Neil Young, I talked about this the other day. They call him a legendary rocker. Neil Young, I think Neil Young is now professing to be a woman. I don't know. But Neil Young is saying that he gave a moratorium to Spotify. You get rid of Joe Rogan or you take all my stuff off. And you know what Spotify said? Here's all your stuff. Here's all your stuff, Neil Young. You want to know why? Because the number of people who listen to you is nothing compared to Joe Rogan. Now, you want to talk about bodes well for me? Get me on Spotify. See how many people listen. I like Joe Rogan. We are so much in common. I've told you guys stories. I have a friend that knows Joe. And he says, Kevin, no offense to Joe, but he goes, you should be filling 5,000, 10,000 foot arenas. I'm not telling you what I'm saying, folks. I know it sounds like I'm bragging. But this is a guy who is very successful in Hollywood. He's friends to both me and Rogan. He said, Kevin, you're better than Joe. You're fun. I don't know. I've heard Joe do comedy that I was like, wasn't very funny. Then I've heard him do sets that were absolutely hysterical. And that's the way comedy works. Some of it resonates with you. Some of it doesn't. But we're very similar. Excellent martial artists. Opinionated. But measured opinion. Now, here's where we differ. I don't smoke dope. And I think I'm a little brighter than Joe. Be honest with you, I think I'm more of an intellect than Joe. But he has his place, and he's done much better than I have financially, and good for him. I'm happy for him. But let me tell you, this story with Spotify should give everybody hope. See, because Spotify is one of these, quote, social media networks of sorts for music, theoretically. And they got into, they brought Joe Rogan over because Joe brought hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people that listen to him every single day. And so Neil Young, who has nothing to do with politics, decides to chime in. We're talking about a music dinosaur. Hardly the majority of kids, anybody over 30 years old, don't even know who Neil Young is. And I promise you, if they listen to his music, they won't care. Look, if you're a fan of a man howling to what some people describe as music, then you might like Neil Young. But I've heard him. He can't sing. Young Harry's not He sounds like he's a bird dying. He's Bob Dylan light, being honest. And here's the thing. I know I'm going to offend some people. Bob Dylan is overrated. He's a horrible singer. Oh, Kevin, his words were poetry. Okay, great. If you were high on acid in the 60s and protesting the Vietnam War and, you know, trying to get back at the man or whatever, then enjoy Neil Young and Bob Dylan. But if you don't use drugs, you would be begging for earplugs if you had to listen to that crap. I think of these guys as the Broadway show cats. I tried to like them, but I couldn't. I just can't like them. Bob Dylan has one song I think I can tolerate, and he supposedly has a mountain of music that's great. Let me tell you who I like and deserves to be like. The Beatles. I love the Beatles. Good songwriters, good singers. You know, shake it up, baby. Come on now. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, baby, now. The Beatles. Yes. Bob Dylan, Neil Young, no. And I dare you, if you haven't, I mean, my audience, you know who these people are, but if you're young and you're in my audience, and I know there's some of you out there, don't do it. Don't get on YouTube and search for them. I promise you, you're not going to like it. Jim Croce. My big brother, he forced me to listen to Jim Croce. I was like, why are we listening to this old white boy? Yeah, and I love Jim Croce. Shoot, every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out. So I had to say I love you in the song. Oh, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, come on. Come on now. Let's see. Singer, songwriter, lyrics that made you, dun, 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 dun. You know, I enjoyed it. But Neil Young, please. I'd rather hear two cats fighting. Horrible. But here's the big deal. Spotify chose Rogan. Spotify said, you know what, Neil Young, no offense, I ain't choosing. That was probably a financial decision, but I don't think it was just a financial decision. I think somebody up there said, look, if we allow somebody to do this to us, who's next? We have to send the word out to a lesser known artist so we don't have Beyonce wanting to do it next. That's why they did it. It's a win for us, folks. We got more to talk about. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed. please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you watch the show Jeopardy? Because I do. I love Jeopardy because I like comparing my knowledge of trivia or whatever, to that of others. And what I learned from watching Jeopardy is I'm pretty stupid. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. When it comes to certain French Renaissance literature, Shakespeare, you know, every time I go, authors, oh, gosh. I am so not well read. And I don't know if you feel when you watch a show like that, when people just spit out these obscure facts, and you're like, how would you even know that? I mean, geography and science, and I mean, and I know a lot. I swear, I'm pretty doggone bright. But man, when it comes to Jeopardy, there's some categories I'm like, man, I would have been killed. It would have been an embarrassment for my family to see me on Jeopardy that day. But anyway, I've been watching, and this lady, this Amy Schneider, has been on and looked unbeatable. And I watched the show the other night where she lost. And she threw the show. I'm telling you right now, I can tell you, she threw that show. The questions were too easy. You want to know how I know? I was answering them. It
was too easy. And so it gets to the end, and the last question was, name a country that's in the top 10 population that ends in an H. And she's sitting there looking and thinking, never have I watched her do this. And then the other dude, he's all answered it. He's all smiles. And he wins. And I swear, the minute the show started, she wasn't answering questions. It were easy questions that I, as I said, that I could answer. And I went, okay, something's up. Well, here's what they wrote. Amy Schneider's 40-game winning streak on Jeopardy drew to a close on Wednesday after a history-making contestant lost to Chicago librarian Roan Talsma. Schneider, the show's second-highest all-time consecutive winner and top female earner, yeah, that's where I'm going, in Jeopardy history, lost with earnings of $19,600 to Talsma's $29,600. Schneider, software engineer from Oakland, California, highest performing trans player ever on Jeopardy. 42-year-old became the first woman to win more than $1 million on the game show. Total earnings, $1.3 million. The last category on her streak, they said countries of the world, and they went on to tell about it. So he got it right. She says this, I could tell that he was here to play and he was going to be good, Schneider told NPR. I still came very close to winning, but I did feel like maybe I was slipping a little bit. She threw it. I'm telling you, I don't know why, but she threw it. Now, here's where it gets into the lady stuff. And I'm just saying to the feminists, here again, you have to use a dude who becomes a woman so you can take credit for some woman, you know, attribute. Like, look, I don't know whether people care. I don't care if that Ken Jennings is the number one person on Jeopardy and he's a dude. There may be guys out there going, yeah, let's do it for the boys, man. I don't care if Ken had been Kim Jennings and she was the number one. Ken Jennings was fun to watch because the dude was bright. Then Amy was fun to watch, even though the minute I saw her, I went, that looks like a dude dressed up like a woman. And of course it was. But it's a big deal that we keep up with, oh, this is the first trans and this is the first bisexual, whatever. So, anyway, they go on. She made history on a popular daytime show on the December 28th episode when she tied the record for the most wins by a woman, winning for the 20th time. No, she didn't. Look, I'm not dismissing her. I still call her Amy. I know dude wants to look like, he looks like a girl. I saw him and went, okay, I get it. You couldn't fool me on Mari, but I get it. But this idea that we now have to go into the, well, Schneider broke the previous record set by Julia Collins in 2014, who became the highest earning woman contestant in Jeopardy, making $750K in season winnings. Larissa Kelly held the previous record of highest earning woman contestant on Jeopardy with a total of $655,000 and change. The multiple time champion Larissa took to Twitter to congratulate Amy for her victory. Currently, Amy's in fourth place for highest winnings in regular season and in consecutive games, trailing Matt Omodio, James Holzhauser, and Ken Jennings. I don't know if you saw these guys, but those guys were all tremendous. But I don't care. Again, I watch Jeopardy for the smart people. And I go, wow, that Amy is very bright. Practically unbeatable. And I'm very curious to see how she does in the Jeopardy of Champions. But look, we're at a point now where the left have to make these distinctions. And maybe the trans community wants to feel, oh my gosh, we have a trans person who's really, really smart. Okay. So, and then women are going, oh my God, we have a woman who's now entered into the top three of all the men. Okay. If that's what it takes to make you feel good, then fine. But I will tell you this, look, it could be just growing up male, but I don't really look at stuff and go, oh, I'm so glad a dude is the one that's doing that. If a girl can win Jeopardy, fine. If a girl could be the Grandmaster Chess Champion and beat Bobby Fischer, congratulations. But so far it hasn't happened. I don't know why. Let's go on a little bit. Amy was married to a woman before transitioning. She was married to a lady named Kelly. They didn't say. By the way, if you go look up Amy, they won't even give you her biological male name, whatever she was named as a boy. I don't even know what her real name was. I researched. I wanted to know. Will you tell us? Give us some idea. Anyway, she first met her wife while doing theater for Taming of the Shrew. The duo married, and then they divorced in 2016, which is the year that Amy became Amy. Is in 2016. Now, I don't know if Amy's got her biological stuff. I don't really care. I ain't trying to get all up in a business. You know what I'm saying? I don't. There's some information is just need to know. But they go on to say she's currently in a relationship with her girlfriend named Genevieve. They started dating back in February of 2021. Well, congratulations to Amy for finding love, and here's what's more interesting to me about Amy. Congratulations for getting on Jeopardy and showing people how bright you are. I know people in your engineering department where she worked were probably like, yeah. I mean, they were probably freaked them out a little bit that she made the transition. I don't know when that happened, but I bet what really freaked them out was finding out how bright this person is. That's what I find most fascinating about Amy Schneider. But I do know Amy through that name.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In the irony of all ironies, President Biden is set to visit Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Friday. The president set to promote his bipartisan infrastructure bill that he signed into law last year. This on the same day a bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey giving an update after the bridge collapse.
Right now we don't have no fatalities. We got 3 hurt. They've been looked at, and I think 10 have been seen, and they're okay.
New York City is mourning the loss of a police officer killed in the line of duty. Officers from New York and around the country filled the streets outside St. Patrick's Cathedral Friday morning for a funeral mass of 22-year-old officer Jason Rivera. Rivera's wife tearing up through a speech in which she ended up saying police officers aren't safe anymore. The 22-year-old also promoted to captain. You're listening to USA Radio News. A border state governor is hammering the administration over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
When Biden does not enforce the border security law, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. There's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger, and the lid is about to blow the top.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Employers spending 4% on compensation last year, an increase not seen since 2001 as they compete for workers in a very tight labor market. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I almost feel like this next segment is a public service announcement, because when we were putting it together, I titled it Train Your Children Not to Be Democrats. I truly believe that my kids are impervious to lunacy. I truly believe this, particularly my youngest son. Because he's been around me during this period of my life, not so much in the formative part. And he's been to rallies and other events, and he gets the background noise of me and his mother's political conversations with many people. And by osmosis, he knows every argument against leftism that can be waged. You should hear him. I'll say, he'll bring me a thing, like a video. Hey, Dad, check this out. Blah, blah, blah. And then he'll argue back. Something that I've said that I know he's overheard or whatever, and I think to myself, wow, that's great. But I still don't take it to chance. I don't leave it to chance, rather, because I know he'll get to college and it'll get questioned. So I've told him many times, you got to be a good fighter. You got to be ready to fight. You got to at least let bullies know I will fight you over my political belief. Just that's enough for most of them to back down. And if it isn't, then you got to fight. You got to let people know I will fight. And I might get hurt, but you're going to get hurt. And at the very least, you're going to know I'll stand up for myself. So it's almost obnoxious how much exposure to politics this kid has had. And he's a mixed race kid, values both of his cultures, and he jokes about race all the time. He has no qualms about it. See, that's who you should be raising. We challenge his ideas. We make him earn his positions. He can debate with anybody. He was accomplished in debate by the time he was 8 years old. And I know that we believe we train our kids, but I'm going to tell you, I know I trained this kid. I believe talking about families' political views these days is as important as having the talk. And by the talk, I mean the talk about, sex, coming of age. The talk about how to deal with the world in general, especially police and things like this. These are important issues. But the most important talk you can have with your child is staying true to who they are. Not getting clouded by some dystopian view that some professor is going to lay on them, or some group of kids going, I can't believe that you and you don't succumb to it. I tell my son this story all the time. I said, when I was in junior high, everybody knew, don't mess with that kid. He will fight you. And I was considered a tough kid. I'd had enough scraps where people went, man, he's fast. I'd light you up, as we would say. So I had a buddy of mine who was a tough kid. His name was Mitchell. Mitchell's passed away. I've heard from his brother. Tragically, he was in the drugs and all that, and he died. But anyway, I was with Mitchell, and we had already planned to go to lunch together. And we were headed off campus to go to lunch. This is when you could leave campus. It's kids. And I was headed off campus, and we were going to go get a sandwich at the store and heat them up and eat it. And it was a treat for me because I didn't have that much money. So when my grandmother would give me enough money, which was rare, that I could go off campus and eat it. Actually, by the time I was in junior high, I had my own money. But it was rare that I did that. I usually carried a lunch. So Mitch, we're walking off campus, and a kid comes up and says, "Hey, Mitch, you want to go, you know, smoke some reefer?" And Mitch looked at me like, you know, he knew I didn't smoke. And he was like, "You okay with this?" And I was like, "Yeah, man." Well, the reason he looked at me for permission and didn't go, "Yo, dude, you want to come?" You know, and the other guy didn't like, "Yo, are you chicken?" Or they, number one, they knew I wasn't going to smoke it. And number two, they knew that there was nothing they could say that was going to make me do it. If we had to fight it out, we would have fought it out. But I didn't get ridiculed or anything. And I got to tell you, there's a comfort in that. That's the reason why I trained my kids in martial arts. I said, you know, I don't want you to have to make those kind of decisions. So anyway, going back to not letting your kids succumb to leftism, I would say discuss any issue with your kids by asking your kids questions. Have them start and run a fictitious business, for example, then play leftist advocate. And by leftist, I do mean devil's advocate. Yeah, play leftist advocate. But the reason why I say this, my son, we did this. He was like, "Oh, Dad, I'm going to have this business and I'm going to do this." And I was like, "Really? Tell me about your business." And he goes on to tell me some wacky idea that, of course, has no chance of success. But I go, "Okay, well, great. Where's your office? Who's going to make it for you?" "I'm going to make them myself." You know, "Okay, where are you going to get the parts? Where do you get your seed funding? You know, how are you going to, I mean, I'm asking all this. Have you gone down to the Secretary of State to register your business? Are you prepared to set up payroll? How many employees do you think you're going to have? Are you going to outsource? Or are you going to, I'm making him myself?" You know, I'm giving him all these things. Now, I'm not holding him. I'm not trying to make him actually create a real business. The kid was like 10 years old. But I wanted him to think about it. It was a seed in his head. And then another time he said, "Yeah, I got this great idea for a business." I go, "Tell me about it." You know, and he, you know, it was a stupid idea. They've all been stupid. But I make him take me through it again and again. He doesn't even realize it. I promise you he doesn't. But I do it every time. I'm like, "Oh, really? Set it up, man. Sell me something. Am I picking this up at your store? Or you doing it on the internet?" "I'm doing it on the internet." "Who designed your webpage? Where'd you get the seed funding? You know, how are you going to get it up to the SEO? Do you have any competition? What is going to be your marketing plan?" Yeah, I go through it. Any inventory? Where's your warehouse going to be? You're going to have centralized warehouse with or are you going to have DCs? You know, and I explain all this stuff, and we're talking about it. And every time I say something, he gives me a more stupid answer. "I'm going to have centralized warehouse." "Well, so you're going to centralize this to get it across the country, but it's relatively cheap. Why don't you have a manufacturer, a co-packer, do it at that location?" "Oh, okay. Well, what's a co-packer?" And you explain it. You know, so he's getting this thing through osmosis. And then I go, "So what? How much money are you going to make?" "Oh, Dad, great idea. I'm going to be a millionaire." I go, "Great. Okay, so how much money are you going to make every year? And how much money are you leaving into the company? And do you remember, you got to pay your payroll taxes and all this. How much do you think you're going to be paying in taxes?" I walk him through it. Most of us are business people. We know how it runs. So we tell him. If he had said to me today, "Yeah, I'm going to have this business. How many employees?" "Oh, I'm going to have thousands of employees." Would you mandate that they get vaccinated? "What do you mean?" "Well, the government's mandating it." "How would you get around that and be a conservative? Because you can't be mandating vaccine." That's what I would ask him. He hasn't asked me since the time of the mandates, but that's what I would ask him. I'd say, "What would you do?" And I would ask you, "What would you do? You've got a company over 100 employees. They say you got to get vaxxed. You're a conservative. You don't believe in it. What would you do?" See, you got to test yourself. You got to test your resolve. You know, Kevin, what would you do if you could get fired because you say the wrong thing and they don't like it, or you tweet the wrong thing? I know what I would do, because I proved it. I'd get fired. I'd stand on principle. If I had to sell my company, I'd sell it. I'd tell the government, you can find me as long as you want. I'm selling the company. You know, let somebody else deal with it. Or I would tell my employees, all of you can have religious exemptions. I don't know, but I wouldn't sell out. I know that. All the issues you could be asking your kids about. You know, what classes should we be setting up to teach people about? How about Defund the Police 101? Would you want to have a virtual session on that? What about Real Economics 101? What about Universal Basic Income 101? What about Living Wage 101, where we counter? I'm just giving you some things we could talk about. What about 100% Pay for Life 101, where we talk about unions, teachers' unions, by themselves? We just talk about teachers' unions. Would you go to these classes? Would you pay 10 bucks or pay 100 bucks for the series where we educate you and your children on these very big issues? Defund the police. And we talk about the real stats about blacks, and we, you know, real economics, how the world really works, the supply chain. How about women's real rights? How about Democrat-controlled cities 101? How about demoralizing the population for political gain 101? What about real educational outcomes and dumbing down of minorities 101? See, those are the that's what I would teach. I would do virtual sessions that empower conservatives with information that they can take back to people and say, I'm not believing your nonsense anymore, because I looked at the defund the police. I looked at the crime rates. I looked at the real stats of police brutality against blacks. And you know what I found out? I found out what we already know. Leftists are lying skanks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots happening in the news. We talked earlier about Justice Breyer's retirement. What that means is no big change other than, as I mentioned, it should have been Trump actually putting on a fourth justice. Think about that. He put three. It would have been four, possibly more, had there been no interruption. I said this early on, Trump's ability to influence the court would be his biggest legacy. I don't know if that's true anymore, but it certainly is one of them because he's got a lot of legacies. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I talked about winning.
this episode. I gave you my political observations on Biden, how he screwed the pooch in the last year. He begins year two with Ukraine and Russia on the radar. It's not going to get any better for the Democrats. And yes, Justice Breyer gives him a little bit of a respite, but not enough. He's in big trouble. I talked about winning. Leftist waking up. Where is the Hollywood crowd over all these, you know, atrocities that were being done by Trump? Where are they now? Where is the crowd that wants to be so pro-Biden? Because it's not showing up in the polls. Where are they? Where are the vocal people that used to, you know, the, what's her face, Bette Midler and De Niro and all of them? There's a slew of them. All these Hollywood weirdos that can't sell their movies anymore, that are watching, that are having to look at regular careers again. Hey, good news is the jobs are there. Nobody wants them. I mentioned there's been no talk of a new variant. There's people send me a note, Kevin, there's a new variant because it was an Omicron variant of... No, it isn't. That's not a new variant. There's a threat. There's always the threat of something, right? Fauci's going to come out and give, here it comes. There's a new one. I'm saying, give me something new. I took you through Alpha, Beta, Delta, Epsilon, Lambda, Mu, Omicron G. And now there's a mutation of Omicron. They said it came out here in Arizona. I said it's another publicity seeker. See, the public's waking up. Fine, top five list. Top five. Anybody that's looking at politics and say, what are your top five things that matter to you? You know what they are? I don't even know what all five are because it could vary. But here's what I will tell you. I want the ability to make money. I'm worried about the economy. I'm worried about my job. I'm worried about my health. Not as it's related to Omicron, but having access to health care, insurance, that kind of thing. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about, and with the job being laid off and things like that, I'm worried about being safe. I'm worried about the crime in my neighborhoods. I'm worried about the cost of living, inflation. I'm worried about the education of my kids. Omicron, Wu flu, certainly doesn't make the top three, and on most people's list, it doesn't even make the top five. People are waking up. While we're on the subject of this, let me talk about these masks. Because it cracks me up that you would have to explain to people the potential damage that's being done to you, a person who wears a mask all the time. Now, I talked about this early on. Breathing in, you know, 20 times the amount of CO2 than you should. Your body doesn't run on CO2. It's a very, very small percentage of what's in the air. And that's what you're supposed to breathe in. And your body's tuned to it. I want you to think about a factory where they change the mixture. And they give you 20 times of an ingredient that you shouldn't have. Maybe it's your beer. You have a favorite beer. What do you think if they put 20 times the hops in than they should have? Or 20 times the yeast, or whatever. I don't know how beer's made, but you get what I'm saying. Would it still be the beer that you enjoy? I don't think it would be. People tweak the different things so that it matches the majority of the people like Bud Light. I don't like Bud Light, but that's what they want. They got that flavor. Let me ask you, you think God did a pretty good job designing the human body? Having it last 70, 80 plus years and operate at pretty good efficiency, I think he's done a pretty good job. Let me tell you this. Even the most stupid Democrat realizes that wearing a mask will do damage if you wear it for more than a short period of time. When I'm painting or doing something dusty, I put on one of those masks. Makes sense. If I were living in smog, I'd put on one of those masks, but I wouldn't wear it the way we're wearing it today. I wouldn't let people try to convince me that as a healthy person, I could potentially be getting you sick. I'm sorry. If I feel sick, you don't have to tell me to go home. I'll go home. I see the majority of mask wearers as one of two things. They're either sheep or they're virtue signalers. Either too stupid to see the insanity of wearing something that offers practically no protection except for spit, or people who want to think highly of themselves. They want to separate themselves from you. I am protecting people by wearing my mask. There's this thing that we've learned now. It's called hypercapnia, and it occurs when your CO2 levels get elevated in the body. When you rebreathe gaseous waste air, because that's what CO2 is, coming out of your mouth and your nose, it can have dangerous effects on your mind and body. You ever seen the astronauts, they put them in CO2, and they start to just slowly black out, like, whoop! Rebreathing CO2 increases your blood pressure. Do you know that? Increasing your blood pressure leads to a more rapid heart rate. It leads to chest pains. It leads to confusion. It leads to twitches, headaches, fatigue, panic attacks, mass formation psychosis. Once this becomes perpetual, it gets worse. Because organ damage can occur. Asphyxiation probability increases dramatically. You are poisoning yourself. About 200 million Americans are suffering from this relatively new syndrome, resulting from being deprived of proper amounts of oxygen. One periodical describes it as slow suffocation. And it is that mask you're wearing over this biological weapon that has joined with the flu to become what is called a Wu flu. And this affects you whether you're wearing a regular mask that you made by yourself or you have an N95 mask. It's not discriminatory. Asphyxiation occurs when CO2 interferes with the oxygenation of your tissue. Your tissue needs oxygen. Perpetual mask-wearing zombies, this guy writes, are limiting the oxygen that enters the lungs, thus reducing the oxygen in your blood, therefore diminishing the oxygen and nutrients that are carried to body tissues, including your brain. So if you want to know why leftists are stupid, it's because they're carbon dioxiding their brain versus oxygenating it. Research has proven that prolonged use of these masks, whether you make it yourself or it's an N95, can cause anywhere from 5% up to 20% loss of the oxygen that you breathe. So there you go. People who wear masks are delusional. They act strange. I see them and I just want to go up to them and ridicule them, but here's the reason why. It's to each his own. To each his own. But the reason why I want to ridicule them is because I know that they're more than likely mask Nazis. The reason I don't is because there are people out there who feel immunocompromised. And I don't want to go to somebody who goes, well, Kevin, I've got some disease and I feel sad. Because if you do, that's fine. But most of them are just virtue signalers. It's proven, folks. This isn't conjecture on my part. You wear the mask, you breathe more CO2, you become hazy. You have all the symptoms of everything that I said earlier. It's not doing you any good. And I know there are people out there, Kevin, you're always out there spouting this stuff. Let me tell you something. When this stuff came out with Wu Flu, I thought I would do two shows on it, and that would be the end. And here we are still talking about it. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep reporting the truth about this. And when I'm vindicated, I will remind people that I always reported the truth about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.